All right, welcome back, everybody. It's time to get to our favorite Monday game, little All Right. Oh, no! And give some of our best and worst from the weekend, as it was a busy weekend. A lot of things happening kind of all over the place. But numero uno has been the Marlins. Yikes. Unbelievable. Just an absolute woof. Anyway, my All Right. It goes to Dwayne Wade, getting another Dwayne Wade Boulevard in Robbins, Illinois. That's Goosey's galore. He got the signs with his dad. Looked like a really cool event in his hometown.
Yep.
So I'm happy for him.
Right.
And, I'm happy to see that Dwayne Wade Boulevard now has two locations in America. Great to see. My other All Right goes to Steph Curry, because he may not be making a stink yet, but it appears he's thinking about it.
All right. So, thinking about a stink?
Seems like he may be thinking about making a stink.
That's how it works.
You can't make a stink until you think about making a stink. A think stink.
It's garnering a lot of attention here.
I'm telling you, dude. People are noticing. I'm just saying, Leroy. My God, where could we go? I mean, all over the place. There's so many options. But I'm going to go with Clayton McCullough. To me, the damage was done with you using no words in the press conference. I need a little more fire from you, Clayton. I need a little more fire from you, Skip.
You want him to go Hal McCray, don't you?
I want him to go crazy. You know, I think it's needed. I think it's appropriate. I think the times are there. Guys, there are some things in baseball the calculator cannot answer for. And you don't even need a calculator for this one, because you just keep going -1, -1, -1. So I'm going to need you guys to get it together. But Clayton McCullough, I need a little bit more fire and brimstone from you, bruh, to get this Marlins team back on track, because this is a disaster. Leroy!
So my All Right, I was flicking through TV, of course, after I saw Game of Thrones. Saw House of Dragon. Flipping through the channels, and I got to tell you, I'm starting to get real happy about this football thing. Starting to be a lot of chatter, seeing some videos of guys returning. So I got to tell you, listen, I know it's not back, but I'm excited to start talking about football.
Yeah.
All right.
Chatter.
And listen, my own no, like, dude, Vrabel.
Oh, like, my God. What a scumbag.
You cannot be a leader of men and use antics to try to get that dirt off you.
My dog ate the homework.
And you know what? Here's the part that really got me. You see his face. He knew what the hell he was doing.
Yep. He's a weasel. That is the face.
The way he was trying to pet the dog. He was like.
Right.
You guys like this orphan dog? You want to.
Look at his face. Look at the smirk.
Just a complete phony.
You know, it'd be funny, right? What if you try to bring the dog to the wife as a gift?
And
the wife said no.
Do you think he adopted the dog, or was just like a prop?
I think he was trying to get the dog.
That's what makes it even worse. He didn't adopt the dog. He's like, does anybody want this dog?
Because
he did adopt the dog.
They did it a year ago. I think this is something where they do something.
They
with
do
the
it every year.
Yeah, something with the Patriots.
He should not be holding the dog.
That dog.
Hey, you know what? If you want your website, you want to get a whole bunch of dogs, give a dog to Drake May.
Right. Drake May can save the dog.
Yo, Shreet is hysterical.
The dog Sedona.
It's a nice name.
All right. Well, we can move on from everything here. From
Wouldn't you just put it down and walked away from it?
Yeah.
This dog's like.
He put that dog like he got peed on, and he was trying not to, look even more like a jackass.
Tier says it wasn't even his dog. He's cheating on his home dog.
Oh my God. Once a cheater, always a cheater. Jeez.
Yeah, you know the
loyalty ever.
You know when he gets home. You know when he gets home that dog is like, hey, who are you with today?
He's gonna look at him like that dog at the Marlins.
The hot dog?
The hot dog dog.
Jonah?
Have you ever met a dog who was wanting to get rescued and taken home, not be happy?
The dog's like, get this scumbag away from me.
RVH Richie's right. That's Vrabel's new roommate. I mean, considering he's been in a doghouse, so.
Oh, man. I can't wait for this season to go terribly for them. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. Jennifer, what's your all right and oh no?
Well, my own oh no was going to be Mike Vrabel.
Oh, no!
The audacity. Like, that poor dog was suffering more than the actual shelter there. And also, like, it hurts because this is an actual thing that happens, and it's a very important cause, and you're just kind of like taking away from it because of your whole scandal. I don't like it. So no one really cared about the whole dog charity thing. But my also goes to you guys for never mentioning this whole iguana scare that happened in FedEx this past weekend.
Oh, in Memphis. You know, I wanted to get to that last week. That was pretty crazy. But yeah, I did see that. Some guy went into a FedEx office and in Memphis, and he ordered an iguana. He ordered a live iguana, and I think the ladies encouraged it though, because they were like, "Well, I want to see it." And
yeah, he should have had a little bit more precaution or something, because that thing did.
Yeah, well, they're very fast.
It was in a box.
They're very fast.
Like, when you who has the audacity to even like go ahead and one out like that? Headache.
What you think the first thing you're gonna do when he gets out of the box?
Who had the audacity to even do that? That's so wrong.
Oh no!
How is she supposed to get him there?
Ordering iguanas like we ordering Uber.
That's so no. But my all right goes to our close and personal friend, and Bam Adebayo, because I thought it was very heartwarming to see this past weekend that interview that he had talking about Asia, and just like our boy is growing up, man. He's in love, and I'm happy to that he has someone in his life that he looks at and says that could be his father. Like, that's the father he's always wanted, which was Roscoe, Asia's dad. And I thought that was very sweet. And I hope nothing but the best for all of them.
I saw a great tweet about them, which they've probably already been married for 2 years. They just haven't told anybody.
Would it surprise you?
No, it wouldn't surprise me at all. Like, if they're just married already and they just haven't done the big one yet. But no, they seem like they have an incredible relationship. It's great to see. Great to see good things in a world that has a lot of Mike Vrabels in it. You know?
Exactly. Wow.
Something tells me I'd never just see Bam Adebayo up there with a dog.
He's like, but wait, I have a puppy.
No, if he was up there with a dog, it's like him, Asia, and actually trying to talk about the charity.
Right.
And like trying to adopt a dog and stuff like that.
Vlad, what's your all right and oh no here today?
My all right? People are entering NFL training camps. Finally.
Finally.
Finally. Oh, my gosh. Man, after the Marlins 12-game losing streak, you would have thought they held us down for July, which they kind of did, at least in June. But, yeesh, this has been some hard times, Daddy.
Yep.
Hard times.
Hard times
indeed. So that is my all right that we get in training camp going.
All right.
My oh, no, Michael Porter Jr.
Oh, no.
Did you see this video, Tobin?
No.
I think I saw it on my timeline. I believe he tried to get in somewhere.
So, Tobin, Lee Ray, and Jay Fig, there was an event going on in New York City. You know, where
I think
a lot
it was
of,
a Justin Bieber party.
It was that's an event. That would be an event. And Justin Bieber party, right? They show you a video of the people walking in to the party. You see Brooklyn Net forward Michael Porter Jr. and a couple of his friends having to go check in with the people in the front. And then 20 seconds later, you see a short 6'2" man and his lovely bride just get out their car, walk straight to the door, and the security goes,
right this way.
Right this way, Mr. Brunson. Right this way, Mr. Brunson. And so Jalen Brunson didn't have to check in with nobody. He just walked straight into the party. And Michael Porter Jr. and the other Brooklyn Nets players had to go check in with somebody to see if they were on the list.
Who are you? Agor Damon. I swear I'm a net.
Yeah, that's pretty mad when you got to go to the VIP. One guy just gets out, him and his wife just go straight to the party, and you got to go check in and say, I'm on the guest list.
I swear. Just
wow. He's a champion, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
Oh, yeah. He's a champion right in Denver. If he wanted to get into the Denver club, maybe he'd have better luck. Now, please.
Look at that. Look at this. He's checking in. Boom. Wifey and JV just walk right through. And the security's talking, and I'm like, you see? Right this way, Mr. Brunson.
Michael Porter's like, oh, finally.
Michael.
Jalen, can you get me in, please?
What if Jalen had to get him in?
I bet they saw Jalen Brunson driving up and they say, hold up.
That probably is what happened. Jalen Brunson probably like, hey, can you let Michael Porter in? This is a little embarrassing for my guy over here.
You think that's what they said?
It happens all the time. I like when, depending on where you are, right? So when I would go to, like, if I were to come down here, right? And the guys, like, if I was going out with somebody like Juice or somebody like that, I mean, McDuffie. Yeah. He said, hey, we're going to the club. Come on through, right? If they don't recognize you, just say, hey, I'm here with Juice, right?
I know that guy. You do? Yeah. You know Jalen Brunson? I play against him 4 times a year.
Now, if he really wanted to, see, he thought he could just go. If he would have brought that big-ass ring, they would have let him right in.
Yeah. Well, listen, at least it was Jalen Brunson. You know, it would have been a real embarrassment if it was like Tyler Coleman. It's like the last intangible on the Knicks roster. Yeah. Right,
dude,
this way, Mr. Kolick.
If Kolick got in before Michael Porter Jr., that would be, yo, endless jokes. Endless jokes on Michael Porter
Jr.
Yeah,
at least it was Jalen Brunson. At least I can understand why Jalen Brunson doesn't have to wait. But if it was like even Jordan Clarkson, you're like, what? You're letting Clarkson in before me?
Right.
All right. Well, that's our show today, everybody. Lots of fun and shenanigans here on a Monday. We will talk to you rascals tomorrow.